Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Harbour Stories. We're a podcast that's all about hearing the stories of real people from all over and seeing how God has been at work in their life. My name's Andrew, and today, for our very first Harbour Stories, we have our very special guest. His name is also Andrew. How are you going, mate?
I'm going good. It's such a great name.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Did you grow up in a white family that just wanted to name you after a biblical character? Or what's
that? It's just such a solid name. It's very stereotypically white. It's just, I don't know, it fits well. It starts first with the alphabet. It's great.
I think the Greek root means like strong and manly, which I was just going to say. It really works for you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I think of man, and I think of Andrew Fleming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Whereabouts did you grow up?
Cool. I grew up in Sydney, despite whatever accent I may give to other people. I grew up in Sydney, in Southwest Sydney, the safest place in Sydney. I've been really cool. Went to Hammondville Public, Moorbank High School, and now go to the University of New South Wales.
Yeah, right. What are you doing at uni?
We're doing at uni. At the moment, staying at home. But otherwise, there's a fancy name for it, but it's basically robotics engineering in my fourth year now.
So yeah.
It's good fun.
For those listening in the year 2042, because I assume this podcast will last till the end of time. This is the lovely year of coronavirus where we're all being kept in our home seats. What's that? That's something. Homesteads. No. That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
Okay. So like robotics, that sounds super techie and a lot smarter than me. What kind of thing do you want to do with that?
That's an awfully good question, and I wish I had a concrete answer. I think, looking at things in the way of maybe drones or self-driving cars, all the stuff, anything that moves by itself basically and has to make decisions, which I think is going to be a fair bit of that, and hopefully I don't get overthrown by robot overlords, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, dear. Yes, well, I was waiting for a good, funny comment, but I don't have any. But no, that's mad, man.
This is good.
No, that's mad. All right, cool, man. Well, you're here today to chat to us a little bit about your story. How about you tell us, whereabouts are we starting from?
I guess my story kind of throughout my life, especially with regards to my faith, is I was brought up in a semi-Christian household. And I went to church and youth group stuff, but it's kind of when I was about in high school when I kind of understood what it actually meant and took it for myself. But I think some of the best periods of my growth and development, understanding how this all actually impacts not just the words I say or the places I visit on the weekend, but the way in which I choose my career and my life choices and my actions and my money, is when I got to kind of the end of high school and started going to uni. There's a number of things that went through there. So one of the biggest factors was something called Beach Mission. So a bunch of us, both Andrews, we went up to Coffs Harbour, and we went there and ran kids programs and night events. And eventually we just tell people about Jesus when we're up there. And that was really encouraging to go to kind of spend that kind of 2 weeks. And all we did was kind of share Jesus' love with other people. And that was really encouraging to be kind of on the front lines and to be in the like really hands-on with what it means to be Christian. That was really awesome.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, another one of those places that's kind of really built me up was at my uni, there's an organization called Campus Bible Study, who has a bunch of Christians on campus who spend time reading the Bible together, Bible talks and like training courses and that kind of stuff. And the people there I've met there are really kind of like fired up to keep like serving people and to like live for Jesus. And really, and a lot of the people who work there have challenged me a lot to kind of think about, you're a Christian, but what does that actually mean for your life in terms of will it impact where you work, how you work, who you interact with, who you date, who you marry, how you spend your money, how you spend your free time? It's kind of brought me to a place where I am more conscious and more kind of thoughtful and kind of passionate about what it means to be Christian, but also kind of to have a better understanding of how great God is and the depth of his wisdom and love and justice, and how this long arc of the Bible kind of fits this glorious picture of Jesus was always the answer to the problem of humanity, that we were estranged from God, but he's now sent Jesus to make that right. And that's been really cool to kind of dig deeper and kind of zoom in on different parts of that to understand this this picture on its vastness. Yeah,
that's awesome, man. That's such an encouraging kind of story. You spoke a little bit about like how uni's kind of challenged you a little bit, or just kind of this phase of life has challenged you to take the Bible more seriously. I was just wondering if you could just explain what you meant by that. What did it really mean to take the Bible more seriously?
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I think looking at the way in which it's very easy to kind of believe the things and stay in the right groups and do the right things on a Sunday, for example, but to go, how does knowing this truth change your aspirations and the kind of your desires for the end of your life? If this is just another nice piece of philosophy or a fuzzy feeling for you to have, that is one thing. But if this is true, that there are things that are worth more than gold and money and success, and that this world is temporary and you have something better to come after it, then it kind of liberates you from being trapped by, oh, I need to do this job to achieve the best that I can receive. I already have the best to receive in Jesus. So that means I can actually spend a life transformed, and we're looking to actually, people's biggest problem is not whether they get into uni or whether they even cured of the coronavirus. It's that they need to know the God who loves them. Mm. And that changes the way in which I spend my money, that it's not on me, the way in which I spend my time, and the way I choose my career, the way even the place I live and how I use that. And there's a sense in which there's an urgency and a mission in the fact that there is something that needs to be done, and we have limited time to do it, but it's far wider ranging than my own personal gain or happiness.
Yeah, wow. Man, that's a really powerful story. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
I just want to finish up with one final question. You mentioned a little bit about how this shapes the decisions you make. It shapes how you spend your money, how you spend your time, where you live, that kind of thing. I was wondering if you could just tell us about one example of a time where that might have been a really hard thing, or you made a conscious effort to do this thing rather than perhaps what you'd be immediately drawn to.
Yeah. I think some of the straightforward examples would be even someone like where I would spend my Friday night, that I am spending time and leading youth group rather than being out and having fun as a Friday, even though youth group is loads of fun anyway. But it's, I think a lot of in spending time at uni saying, actually, things would be beneficial for my degree or my career or my social status, but actually there's a way which I can serve other people. So for example, going on a beach mission. So I spend 2 weeks of my holidays in Coffs Harbour basically working. It's definitely not a holiday up there, but it's a great time, and it is really important. But things like sacrificing, like paying money to go 6 hours north to work for 2 weeks doesn't make a lot of sense if I'm doing this for me, for my own to benefit or pleasure. Mm. But if there's a God who loves people and wants people to know him, then it makes total sense.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, man. Well, I'm all out. Thanks so much for sharing with us your story today. Really encouraging.
It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All right. Catch you later, bro.
See you, man.